Lesson 6, a TV program. Part A, listen, write, and speak.
Exercise 1, listen to the weather report twice. Then write on the map, next to the names of the cities, the predicted weather conditions for that area during the weekend.
And that's the Friday night news. Now over to Dave Spellman for the weekend weather forecast. Dave, what do you have in store for us this weekend?
Well, Linda, it's still raining here in Chicago, and it looks like that rain is going to continue through the weekend. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers, and the outlook for Sunday, more rain and colder. The predicted high for tomorrow is 45 degrees Fahrenheit, but the thermometer is expected to dip to the freezing point tomorrow night with a temperature of 32 degrees. I'm afraid colder weather is on its way. Let's take a look now at the weather across the country. Showers expected tomorrow down the west coast as far south as San Francisco. Fair weather in the low 70s predicted for the Los Angeles area. Fair in San Diego. There's a cold front from Canada moving down through the western states. 38 degrees in Denver, Colorado, with 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it's expected to be cold and windy right through the weekend. Dallas is experiencing unseasonably cold weather, 48 degrees. It's raining as far east as Detroit and Toronto, and that rain is going to continue through tomorrow, when it may turn to snow. Currently, 43 degrees in Detroit, 41 degrees in Toronto, and temperatures dropping. It's snowing heavily in Montreal, ladies and gentlemen. It's first storm of the season. And we expect that snow activity to move down from Canada into the eastern states sometime tomorrow, probably reaching the New York area sometime tomorrow night. Good weather across the south. Clear skies in Miami, and they're going to enjoy a sunny 78 degrees in that town this weekend. So if you're thinking about a vacation, now's the time to do it. Back to Chicago. Once again, continuing rain tonight through Sunday. Current temperature, 38 degrees. And that winds up our weather report for this evening. This is Dave Spellman. Have a good night. And if you're going out, don't forget your umbrella.
Now listen again.
And that's the Friday night news. Now over to Dave Spellman for the weekend weather forecast. Dave, what do you have in store for us this weekend?
Well, Linda, it's still raining here in Chicago, and it looks like that rain is going to continue through the weekend. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers, and the outlook for Sunday, more rain and colder. The predicted high for tomorrow is 45 degrees Fahrenheit, but the thermometer is expected to dip to the freezing point tomorrow night with a temperature of 32 degrees. I'm afraid colder weather is on its way. Let's take a look now at the weather across the country. Showers expected tomorrow down the west coast as far south as San Francisco. Fair weather in the low 70s predicted for the Los Angeles area. There in San Diego. There's a cold front from Canada moving down through the western states. 38 degrees in Denver, Colorado, with 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it's expected to be cold and windy right through the weekend. Dallas is experiencing unseasonably cold weather, 48 degrees. It's raining as far east as Detroit and Toronto, and that rain is going to continue through tomorrow, when it may turn to snow. Currently, 43 degrees in Detroit, 41 degrees in Toronto, and temperatures dropping. It's snowing heavily in Montreal, ladies and gentlemen. It's first storm of the season. And we expect that snow activity to move down from Canada into the eastern states sometime tomorrow, probably reaching the New York area sometime tomorrow night. Good weather across the south. Clear skies in Miami, and they're going to enjoy a sunny 78 degrees in that town this weekend. So if you're thinking about a vacation, now's the time to do it. Back to Chicago. Once again, continuing rain tonight through Sunday. Current temperature, 38 degrees. And that winds up our weather report for this evening. This is Dave Spellman. Have a good night. And if you're going out, don't forget your umbrella.
Exercise 2. Listen to the weather report again. Pay attention to the expressions used to describe the weather conditions and the temperature. Then complete the chart below.
And that's the Friday night news. Now over to Dave Spellman for the weekend weather forecast. Dave, what do you have in store for us this weekend?
Well, Linda, it's still raining here in Chicago, and it looks like that rain is going to continue through the weekend. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with scattered showers, and the outlook for Sunday, more rain and colder. The predicted high for tomorrow is 45 degrees Fahrenheit, but the thermometer is expected to dip to the freezing point tomorrow night with a temperature of 32 degrees. I'm afraid colder weather is on its way. Let's take a look now at the weather across the country. Showers expected tomorrow down the west coast as far south as San Francisco. Fair weather in the low 70s predicted for the Los Angeles area. Fair in San Diego. There's a cold front from Canada moving down through the western states. 38 degrees in Denver, Colorado, with 30-mile-an-hour winds, and it's expected to be cold and windy right through the weekend. Dallas is experiencing unseasonably cold weather, 48 degrees. It's raining as far east as Detroit and Toronto, and that rain is going to continue through tomorrow, when it may turn to snow. Currently, 43 degrees in Detroit, 41 degrees in Toronto, and temperatures dropping. It's snowing heavily in Montreal, ladies and gentlemen. It's first storm of the season. And we expect that snow activity to move down from Canada into the eastern states sometime tomorrow, probably reaching the New York area sometime tomorrow night. Good weather across the south. Clear skies in Miami, and they're going to enjoy a sunny 78 degrees in that town this weekend. So if you're thinking about a vacation, now's the time to do it. Back to Chicago. Once again, continuing rain tonight through Sunday. Current temperature, 38 degrees. And that winds up our weather report for this evening. This is Dave Spellman. Have a good night. And if you're going out, don't forget your umbrella.
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. You're going to hear the song Blowing in the Wind twice. Listen carefully and try to supply the missing words and sing along.
How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? Yes, and how many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must a cannonball fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a...
Part C. Further listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a short passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
The Statue of Liberty was given to the United States by the French and was set up on Ellis Island in 1886. After years and years of acid rain, the statue had spots on her copper skin. Her iron neck and shoulders were weakening. Her torch leaked. Her gown was rusted. And hundreds of iron bars that held the skin to her skeleton were eroding. American schoolchildren were asked to collect money to help fix up the statue. The most important repair was the replacement of more than 2,000 2-inch wide iron bars holding the outer sheets of copper to her skeleton. They were replaced with metal bars that wouldn't cause electrolysis with copper. The most dramatic change was the work done on the torch. Workers took the torch off and completely reconstructed it. The old torch was put in a museum in the basement of the statue. So with a lot of hard work and millions of dollars from people all across the U.S., Miss Liberty is now once again lifting high her torch of freedom and standing proudly on Ellis Island.
Question number one. What is the passage mainly about? Question number two. What metal forms the skin of the Statue of Liberty? Question number three. What was the most important work done on the statue? Question number four. What did the Americans do to the old torch? Question number five. Which of the following statements cannot be inferred from the passage?
This is the end of Lesson 6.